2 and 2 of 4. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Heat by Ida B. It was hot in the room. Outside, it was bright sunshine, but the curtains were drawn, creating a soft light inside the bedroom. The sun scorched against the window, turning the room into a sauna. The sweat ran between our bodies and down onto the sheet, sticking it to us. I lay halfway inside her, one arm behind her neck, and the hand around her soft shoulder, as if to hold her down. But it wasn't necessary. She breathed heavily, struggling weakly. I knew she was enjoying the treatment she was getting. Our naked bodies steamed. My mouth and hands sought out and played with her heavy, soft breasts and her stiff nipples. I shifted position, letting my face bathe in her lush, ripe, sweaty body. On the way down towards her tummy, buried my face in all of that delicious softness, the slightly rounded belly, the deep navel, the salty taste of sweat lent spice to my tongue, added spice to my expectations. I was laying with my head on her belly, observing the man between my wife's gorgeous rounded thighs, who held her from beneath and lifted her up, drinking greedily from her sex, as if from a cup. He raised his head, his face shining with a combination of sweat and her juices. It was wonderful. Her heavy breathing transformed into juddering groans. Her body trembled, her hips lifted further towards his face. I knew her, knew that she wanted him to give more. I caught his eye, he understood my look, and one of his hands found its way forward, slowly sliding a finger inside her. He was experienced. He found her immediately, and orgasm shot through my darling. I knew how he would feel the contraction, all that pumping, animated deliciousness around his playful finger. It was as if I was there myself. I knew that if he stopped playing, just kept still inside her, just filled her up, her orgasms would continue as long as he stayed there. "You want to watch another man taking me?" she'd said once, a long while back. I hadn't answered, hadn't dared to answer, but my silence was enough confirmation in itself, and we both knew it. Years have passed. It has never been mentioned again. My fantasy has had a lot to feed on over the years. Maybe hers has too. Now, the time had come. I was happy it hadn't happened before. The full maturity of her body was more beautiful, sensual and desirable than ever before. What was formerly naked lust and raw unsatisfied fantasy had been replaced by a warm pleasure of being able to share my darling with someone else. I shifted position, supporting myself on one elbow while admiring the naked couple. He wasn't really anything more than normal to look at, but together with her, he was beautiful. He was making her feel good, and I loved him for it. He looked at me again, wanting to go on. I gave him a gentle nod. I considered his naked body as...